With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The White House not backing off one bit in its criticism of some of those who wear the black robe.
Trump administration officials continue to verbally attack judges who have issued temporary injunctions against some of the president's policies.
The judges in this country are acting erroneously. We have judges who are acting as partisan activists from the bench.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the president would comply with the court orders, but she called them egregious, and the administration will continue to appeal. Greg Clugston, the White House.
It's a bold move, to say the least. President Trump preparing to sign an executive order eliminating the Department of Education. Mr. Trump could put a Sharpie to paper later today. This raises constitutional questions, given the agency was created by Congress back in the late 70s. Also at SRNNews.com, things heating up in the Mideast with rockets fired at central Israel as the Israelis step up their airstrikes across the Gaza Strip. From fires to blizzards to fierce winds, parts of the U.S., including the Plains and the Midwest, have witnessed wild weather as we transition into spring.
Roughly 72 million people were under a wind advisory or warning, with winds gusting over 45 miles an hour, according to Brian Jackson, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service's Weather Prediction Center. Jackson said at this time of year, cold air lingering in the north collides with warm air from the south to produce strong low-pressure systems. But he added that the latest weather was the third storm system to rapidly develop in recent weeks and bring high winds to a large swath of the U.S., a very active pattern since February. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Bank of England holding the main U.K. interest rate at 4.5%. On Wall Street, ahead of the opening bell this morning, Dow futures are down 174 points. This is SRN News. New report on the status of America's churches.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it reveals that 52% of Protestant congregations have been growing over the past 2 years, versus 15% that have been declining and 33% that have plateaued, neither growing nor shrinking. Evangelical churches are more likely to be increasing in membership than mainline Protestant ones. The bigger the congregation, the more likely that it is growing, while smaller churches just keep getting smaller. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United Methodist Church officials report giving to the denomination-wide ministries fell by about 13% last year to $91 million. The UMC is coming out of a years-long schism over its embrace of homosexuality. It saw a quarter of its U.S. churches quit the denomination. Many joined a more conservative organization before the General Conference in 2024 removed its long-standing bans on gay marriage and ordination. This is SRN News. Congressional Republicans taking aim at police stations, they say, are being operated in the U.S. by the Chinese Communist Party under the cover of bureaucratic services.
Representative Ashley Hinson on Friday introduced the Expel Illegal Chinese Police Act to counter what she and co-sponsor Senator Tom Cotton called China's illegal intimidation tactics. The facilities in question purportedly offer assistance to Chinese nationals living abroad, but in fact, the lawmakers say, are acting as the enforcement arm of the CCP. The stations are accused of spying on Americans and of harassing Chinese citizens who have fled the communist regime. Bob Agner reporting.
In Pompano Beach, Florida, Broward County Sheriff's officials say the three people have been found shot to death inside a home. They were found during a welfare check last evening. Few details beyond that. The sheriff's homicide and crime scene units now investigating. More details at SRNNews.com.